Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Angela Tanjan. Sister Angela Tan is a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose, living in Fremont, California. The title of her preaching today is, Are You My People?
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You shall say to them this word, Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there's no healing for us? We look for peace but find no good, for a time of healing, but there's terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember, and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this. Remember, and do not break your covenant with us. That's Jeremiah's desperate plea to God. A plea in a time when the land of Judah suffered from a severe drought. A time of bloodshed, famine, and on top of that, the blindness of both prophet and priest. Those who were supposed to lead the people toward God were either deceptive or unreliable. Bringing up the covenant in this time of devastation might highlight even more the brokenness and inconsistency of the people of Judah. They've broken this relationship through their persistent idolatry. And still, they're holding on to the one whose faithfulness transcends their unfaithfulness. Jeremiah recalls the covenant, the promises made to our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's asking God to remember this while reminding the people of Judah and us of a relationship that marks their core identity and belonging to God in the first place, when God declared, You are my people. That core identity reflects not only our relationship with God, but also the relationship we share among ourselves. In a world defined by polarization, inequality, and complex matters stemming from our interconnectedness, and in a church divided by theology, liturgy, culture, and administration, we, like Jeremiah and the people of Judah, we hold on to God's faithfulness. We hold on to our core identity. And as Christians, that core identity poses a significant question for us when we look at each other, especially those different from us. Are you my people? Are you my people? The answer we're striving for invites a great deal of consistency. Is our answer consistent from our closest ally to the one who holds an opposite political stance from us? Is our answer consistent from the rich to the poor? Is our answer consistent from our dearest family member to the one from a different culture whose values we struggle to understand? Is our answer consistent from the ones whom we love to the ones whom we struggle to forgive? Is our answer consistent from those we consider part of us to those whose belonging we find difficult to recognize, both in our church and in our world? Is our answer consistent from the room we reside in to Mother Earth and the expansion of the universe? Because if our answer is yes, when we affirm our identity, our actions will reveal. Because you are my people, I'm going to include you in the blessings God has given me. Because you are my people, I'm going to learn your wound. Just as God saw what's going on in the land of Judah and spoke through Jeremiah, my people is struck down with a very grievous wound. Our relationship is so sacred that we cannot afford to walk around with no knowledge. We need to be able to see and learn the wound so that we don't deepen it. This is the commitment God calls us to as the people of God in a synodal church. The blessings we include each other in hold us accountable to be consistent. To be consistent in meeting each other where we are, to be consistent in including one another, even when we struggle to overcome that barrier of difference. Because God is consistent in God's blessings that include all of us. As we trust in God's faithfulness, may our thoughts, words, and actions echo our yes to each other and beyond. Yes, you are my people.